We're in Siman Tov Tzadi Zayin Hilchas Yontif. We're up to Sifches. Ail Utsvi Shekonanu Bepardes. If you're talking about a deer that made itself a home in the middle of an orchard, the Yoldu Bo'afarim, and gave birth to young deer, Va'adayinim Ktanim, and they're still small, they don't run, Shein Srichim Seda, they don't have to be trapped, Mutorim below Zimun. The halachi is that they do not need zimun beforehand. You don't have to say before yontif, I'm going to choose these. Meaning, since they don't run yet, they're not considered mechusar tzedah, so there's no malach of tzedah. Why are they not mukta? So there it says, v'dafka bepardes ha-somach le'ir. We're talking about an orchard that is near the city. U'betoch shivim amma, it's within 70 amas. The shir is actually 70 amas and another 4 tvachim. The datayu alayu, because when you saw them and you think about using them possibly for yontif, whereas the mother, first of all, you didn't think that you were going to use her, and second of all, she needs tzeda, she needs a malacha of tzeda. So even if you are mazmin it beforehand, even if you say before yontif, you know, I'm going to use the mother deer. Nevertheless, it's considered mechusar tzeda because it could run away, and it's also to do that on yontif. So the rule is that when you're dealing, you have to take care of both issues. You have to take care of both the issue of the isser of tzeda. So for that, if it can't run because it's young, there's no tzeda. And second, the isser of mukta. So it's got to be that this was an orchard near the city, so that you thought about it. Now, one thing to point out, we already have the halachas of birds, we have the halacha here of a deer, and we also have the halacha of fish. It seems that in fish, the halacha was that in the case of fish, we said that if the water is clear and it's a small pond, so you don't even have to set aside beforehand that you're going to use it. The same halacha over here in the case of the deer, the halacha is that we say stam, that it's all right, you don't have to worry about it, because you expect to use it. The question is, when is it that you have to say something explicit, and when is it that we assume that you're going to use it? So let's take a look at Siftes. Yone shovach v'yone aliyah v'tziporim shekonanu b'tfichim. These are pigeons that generally, you know, they sit on the rafters. These are pigeons that you have little people used to have on their roofs, the little ceramic kalim that they knew the pigeons used to build their nests in. So pirish klicheres habenuyim bekosolim lekanim behem haofis. Aser latsudon, there's an iser of tzeda lefikach ein zimun moalehem. Zimun would not work for them because they are considered mechusarim tzeda because they don't know their way to the cage and they don't know that they're reliant on you for food. They can fly away. V'hani min libigdolim aval biktanim sheinem africhim, were small ones that don't yet fly. The halachi is mutar l'tzudon aval zimun srichim. You're allowed to trap them because there's no iser of trapping, but they do need zimun. The question is, and this was really the point that was raised, why over here do they need zimun? The answer is because even though they can't fly away, they do jump around. Since they jump around, you never know where they're going to end up. So the rule is, an animal that you know always comes back to you, a bird, a fish, always comes back to you, or doesn't really have the ability to go very far because he's in a very confined area. That animal, if you planned on eating them, if they were not there for some other purpose, they were there for food, the halacha is that they're not considered mukta. Whereas, when you're dealing with a free bird, even though this bird is too young to fly, since it can just hop away wherever it wants to, it's not yet trapped in a place, here the halacha is that although there's no malacha of tzeda, you do need zimun from before yontif.